Well, let's shift to another topic that you covered in your book, which is security between the two nations. And there's this really great story in Vanishing Frontiers that you share in which you point out that there was only one other moment that the Mexican army had set foot in the U.S. since the Mexican-American War. And could you tell us that story for us?
That's a great story. I mean, the military-to-military relationship between Mexico and the U.S. was very limited. The Mexican military distrusted the U.S. The U.S. military had no idea how to talk to their Mexican counterparts. In general, security cooperation was limited. And we had organized crime groups that were operating between the two countries. And overall, the security relationship was pretty tense. Suddenly, Katrina hits in 2005, and New Orleans is devastated, and some of the other areas around New Orleans. And the Mexican government decides to send the Mexican army up to help. The great story is the foreign ministry representative, a guy named Bosco Martí, calls his counterpart, a guy named Stephen Kelly, who's the number two person at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico, and says, you know, we'd really like to help. And Stephen says, thank you. That's a great gesture. We have a procedure. You know, a lot of people are trying to send us aid. And he's very wary. He says, you know, the Germans have just sent a flight in of material to help. And they were actually turned back because they didn't follow the right procedures. And there's a pause on the phone. And Bosco says to him, the army's actually on the way, something to that extent. And the Mexican government has already sent the army and they're marching towards the border. And the U.S. has this whole bureaucratic procedure to figure out whether they can accept the aid or not. And it takes several days. And we don't always make this easy. And there's suddenly this realization. They both get on the phone. They start talking to people. And they realize this is an opportunity that not to be missed. That here's a chance for Mexico to do something to help the United States, to break the tension in the relationship and the security relationship. And so they break through every bureaucratic hurdle you can imagine. And by the time the army gets to the border, they have the clearance to get across. They find out at the last minute that the Mexican army, this is actually not in the book, but it's sort of a fun part of the story. The Mexican army is carrying a bunch of beef with them, if I'm not mistaken, or meat. But it is nonetheless against USDA regulations to import the meat. But they agree not to inspect it at the border. They agree to actually let the beef be inspected in San Antonio. Once they arrive there, they're going to set up camp in San Antonio to help people that have fled from New Orleans. And so they do that, and they actually take the meat away in the end because it doesn't pass the regulations to get in the country, and they have to get meat donated. But it turns out to be this great opportunity. It's a photo op for both countries where the Mexicans are coming to aid in the United States. This is about people. It's not about the military. It's about, you know, just helping people in need. And it actually tees up this the ability for the two militaries and the security establishments in the two countries to begin to talk to each other about other things like drug trafficking. And so this humanitarian disaster where Mexico is able to come to the aid of the United States, accepted graciously by the U.S., becomes this moment where other things become possible.